Good evening, world. This is the podcast Sassafras, and your hostess, Laura Cattell. Welcome back. Whew, we are getting into some really good stuff here. Infinite Possibilities from Mike Dooley. We are into what he has defined as the action chapter of this book. We've gone over how actions speak louder than words, beliefs. We went over reverse engineering yesterday. And I wanted to recap really quickly before we get any farther. Some important notes from reverse engineering. It's a little subsection in chapter 4. Your life is waiting. Very simply, with a simple awareness of the beliefs you'd like to possess or the end results you'd like to achieve, you simply start working on some of the things you do throughout each day. This means initiating actions that are presumably just outside your current set of beliefs by performing some token deed or deeds on a regular basis that don't make sense in the context of your normal life or normal surroundings, but that are in line with the life you'd like to lead. And I made a point to go back over that one really quickly, because as we get farther into today, that's going to become a rather important note of context. Because we are going to do seeding new beliefs today, and the very first one is overcoming poverty consciousness, and we'll get into some real-world examples of what he means by some token deed or deeds when we get into that, and give you an idea of what it is that he's talking about. These new actions then imply the existence of a corresponding new belief. And when they're consistently, I can't highlight that enough, consistently repeated, the new belief has to emerge. When you act in new ways, anticipation of the unexpected is aroused, and previously closed doors to fulfillment begin swinging open. To put it plainly, you can decide in a flash to turn left instead of right, to laugh instead of cry, and on a bigger scale, you can decide to behave as if some or all of your dreams have already manifested. Or, as we've gone over ad nauseum, believing in your end results, manifesting from the end result, visualizing the end result. And then you behave and you believe as if its manifestation is an absolute inevitability. I'm going to say that word again because it's big and it's fancy. Inevitability. If you use one word to instruct you on the emotional level that you need to feel when you visualize these things, it is that the thing that you are visualizing as what you want as your end result is an inevitability. It is inevitable. Whatever emotional response that evokes for you regarding whatever end result it is that you are after, whatever it takes that you make yourself believe that whatever it is that you are seeing, all those wonderful dreams that you are visualizing as you're doing so every day, or you should be, that they are not possible, they are not probable, that they are inevitable. And let that instruct how you move forward. Alright, and we've gone over the idea so far that the size of the action that you take, remember he said earlier on the previous page, token deeds, okay, the action itself is the important part. Not necessarily the action is big, but that you took action. And again, we will go over some better examples as we move on towards today's and seeding new beliefs and overcoming poverty consciousness. Okay. But these kinds of actions send a signal to your inner witness that tells it that your reality is not what it used to be. And by repeatedly catching your inner witness off guard, it'll find that it can no longer slumber through the predictable routine patterns it's become accustomed to, nor can it count on the old beliefs it has relied upon to form its reality. When you act in new ways, anticipation of the unexpected is aroused, and previously closed doors to fulfillment begin swinging open. Okay. That's a beautifully written line, because it's very expressive and deep. And I really want you to understand just how deep. Because it's very easy to overlook. So I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to break it up. When you act in new ways, anticipation of the unexpected is aroused. To take the example from the previous page, turning left instead of turning right. Right? You are now expecting unexpected to happen. When you laugh instead of cry, you're in new territory. You are now expecting the unexpected to happen. What is expecting to manifestation? Behind gratitude, some might say it's the driving force, is expectation. If you are expecting the unexpected, that opens the door to the universe to shower you with all sorts of things that are unexpected. It changes in that instant what you believe you're going to get next. By a simple, simple action. Okay? And previously closed doors to fulfillment begin swinging open. Because you are now expecting the unexpected, now the universe has many more avenues in which to throw things your way. People, places, events, circumstances. Now that you're, let's take the analogy of you turn left instead of right. Maybe you come across this really awesome little coffee shop that you never knew existed down one street. And you go in that coffee shop and you meet someone that you never thought you'd ever meet before, and they happen to, you strike up a conversation and you end up being best friends. It can happen. Or you might see a billboard. Or a house for sale. Maybe you've been looking and you didn't realize there were homes on the street. I don't know. Maybe you find a new favorite bookshop. Maybe you find, you know, a whole host of things. Maybe you find a gym you've been looking for. Maybe you see a billboard with an inspiration on it. Maybe you go past a farm and you get inspired by the animals that you see. I don't know. I'm trying to extrapolate out from my very human limited perspective here, which of course the universe has umpteenth trillions that it has to choose from, and it is masterful at arranging things in the most efficient and perfect manner for you in that instant. Okay? Acting in new ways, even if they're just small token deeds. All right, by token deeds, I mean, like, if you're trying to imagine yourself with enough money in the bank account, maybe you treat yourself out to fast food every once in a while you're visualizing. Fast food isn't all that expensive, and the spending of money helps reinforce the visualization that you have enough money. Or another way to do it is by helping charity, which I don't want to get ahead of myself because we're going to get into that in overcoming poverty consciousness. Even if it's just $20, you're still helping, you're still donating, you're still doing something. It could be $5. Okay? So, we will get into seeding new beliefs today. Before I get any farther, my shout out to the restaurant industry. All my guys and gals out there in Foodland, thank you for all you do. Thank you for all you've done, continue to go through. And if you're feeling overwhelmed and too stressed out and you're feeling like you should just quit, I'm please begging you, please don't do something you can't take back. Please don't quit. Don't quit. All right. So acting as if, seeding new beliefs. To give you some examples of actions you can take to help suspend an old belief and install a new one, I'll start with something I've always done whenever I had money worries, meaning I was afraid my money supply was drying up. And so now we get into poverty consciousness. Overcoming poverty consciousness. Whenever I've encountered the illusion that I would soon be out of money, I immediately started giving more money to charities. In addition to everything else I've talked about so far, I'd write a check weekly to a new charity. The check was nothing remotely extravagant, but large enough to give me pause to suspend the belief that I did not have a ready source of predictable income or revenue. And here's the point. When I've been concerned about money, it was never easy to cut those checks. Which told me that I was definitely going against the grain of my old limiting beliefs. I'd want to rationalize and say to myself, oh, I'll send them something next week, or I would question whether or not I'd already sent them something recently, but I made myself do it. Once I set myself into motion, to the best of my ability, I begin feeling a sense of gratitude that I was in a position to help others, and a sense of knowing that my coffers would be replenished by the universe, i.e. the principles that would be triggered by my demonstration, and they always were. Another example of what you might do to eliminate poverty consciousness is adding just a couple of dollars to the minimum payments you make each month on your revolving credit card bills or mortgage. As if you now had more money than in prior months when you could pay only the minimum. I've done that, by the way. Using this understanding of how your actions can send a clear signal to your belief system, you can gradually chip away at your old limiting beliefs. Of course, one of the keys here is sticking with it and repeating such actions on a regular basis without regard to the old life that still surrounds you, as well as simultaneously visualizing and becoming aware of your beliefs. Okay, so I'm actually going to go back over his first, where he's doing cutting the checks. And he says he's been concerned whenever he's concerned about money, it was never easy to cut those checks, which told him he was definitely going against the grain of his old limiting beliefs. And I wanted to go back over, sorry, I had to sneeze, so I just cut myself off there. Apologies. All right. But I wanted to point out, especially at the bottom of that paragraph, but I made myself do it. Once I set myself into motion to the best of my ability, I begin feeling a sense of gratitude that I was in a position to help others, and a sense of knowing that my coffers would be replenished by the universe, and they always were. Another version of this, and he went over this earlier, to go overcome poverty consciousness, alright, is that when you're paying a bill, and if it makes you feel scared to pay it because you're aware of how much money you have in the bank account or whatever external circumstances are saying to you, alright, here's a great one for me. Is that for every dollar that you're spending, you're going to get $2 back. It doesn't matter how much you spend, the money will come back to you twofold. All right. Never mind. I mean, yes, the sense of gratitude is fantastic. It's because he's giving to a charity. But a limiting belief is, I can't afford that. Okay? Which is why he would send the checks to the charity. That would reinforce the sense of gratitude. But you can do that with retail. You can do that with lots of things. Charity just amps up the gratitude volume, which of course speeds more manifestation. But it's that plus the sense of knowing that your money, your bank account, will be replenished because you are putting money out. You will get money back. Even if there is no physical reason why that should be correct. If you hold that as a belief, you'd be amazed the things that start happening in your life. So instead of going and spending the money fearfully, do it with a smile on your face. All right. If you want to, you can say thank you, credit card, as soon as you put it in there. And actually feel a sense of gratitude. Don't be cheesy about it. Thank you, credit card. Mwah. It works amazing wonders. So, overcoming illness. Before I get much further, point to note. One of the keys here is sticking with it and repeating such actions on a regular basis. Again, to note, the actions themselves don't have to be large. They just have to be action. So, like I said, when you want to go splurge on something, go get yourself some fast food. Or go to a bar and have yourself a beer, if you're, of course, old enough. Or whatever your favorite beverage is. Even if you don't sit down in the restaurant section, it gives you the sense of going out and having the money to spend. It doesn't necessarily need to be a big spend. Alright. It's the act of the spending. With gratitude and relief and joy and complete comfort. Alright. If you're feeling apprehensive about spending money, you're going to conjure more situations to you where you are apprehensive about spending money. Even if it's only a few times a day or a week, go into a transactional event, if you will. Let's say you're going to the gas station, or you're going to the grocery store, or you have to pay a bill, whatever. And just for the hell of it, suspend your disbelief and approach it with a sense of excitement. Yay, I can pay this and it doesn't hurt me. Or, oh, I don't have to worry about this bill. Or, oh, I can buy whatever I want at the grocery store. I don't need to look at the price. And you go to the register and you've got a big smile on your face and you, as you pay, okay? Switch it up. Same thing at the gas station. Alright, when you're putting it in, oh man, it's so great to fill up my car. Man, it's so nice to fill up my car. I don't have to worry about how much it costs, I can just fill up my car. Man, that's a great feeling. Alright. So just some ideas there. So, overcoming illness. So if someone were ill and bedridden for months, longing to resume his morning walks outdoors, instead of just waiting to feel better, he might first begin listening to the weather service every morning. He would then know whether or not he would get rained on, and therefore how to dress, acting as if he were going for a walk that very morning. He might also start setting his alarm in the morning for the time he would need to wake up, as if he knew he was going for a walk. If he could at least get out of bed, he could lay out his walking clothes each night, as if he knew he was going for a walk the next morning. And each morning, if and when possible, he could start dressing for the walk as if he were capable of going outdoors. Once his health began improving to the point where he could get out of bed, he could at least begin walking around the house as if he were just getting loosened up for the walk outside. Of course, also visualizing these walks would be a powerful aid to his recovery as well. All of these actions would temporarily suspend his belief that he was ill and bedridden. And coupled with the desire to change the situation, his physical condition, which is intimately connected to the matrix of his new and evolving beliefs, would similarly respond. New messages would be received and stored by his inner witness, prepare all systems for a walk. And the old beliefs would begin being eroded. Optimism would be generated. New thoughts would be thought, and the healing process would be accelerated. Of course, all these actions would supplement the customary actions one performs when he or she wants to recover from health challenges, such as consulting with physicians, eating properly, and so on. Okay, so more so than the previous overcoming poverty consciousness, this has some very good examples of acting as if in the real world. Okay. So whatever it is that you're looking for and you're trying to figure out in your life, figure out small ways that you can act as if. All right. Let's take the example of you want to find a new home, or you want to find a home, or you want to find a better home, or you want to find your dream home. Okay. First, you want to start acting as if you're what?
Moving.
All right. Have you looked at any houses? Have you looked at what your house is worth? Have you started packing? Do you have a moving company lined up? Okay. Have you toured any houses? Those are small acts. Or, let's say you're trying to manifest your perfect partner into your life, but you're still sleeping in the middle of the bed and your closet is completely full of your clothes, without any room for anybody else to move in. Alright, start sleeping on whichever side of the bed you prefer, at least, you know, by yourself, you get to pick it. Sleep on one side of the bed, clear out your closet a little bit. If you have a garage, make sure you're parking your car to one side so that you can leave room. Along with visualizing how awesome it would be to meet this person and all the traits and whatnot. Okay? Those are small ways to act as if. I challenge you to find your own small ways to act as if in regards to whatever dream it is you are trying to manifest. So, finding employment. If someone were without a job, she could start behaving as if she were already employed. She could set her alarm clock each night, and she could make sure her wardrobe was up to par. If she couldn't afford all the clothes she'd need, she could make an effort to go window shopping for whatever she'd buy, as if she could afford it. She could also try on a few suits. I'm not sure why that was a problem. She could even leave for work on the occasional morning as if she had the job of her dreams. She wouldn't have to spend the day away from home, just enough time to go through her morning get ready for work procedures. Perhaps the outing could involve a visit downtown, if that's where she wanted to work, or drive to a different prospective employer's buildings, as if she already worked there. She could meet a friend and have coffee, lunch, or dinner, wherever people employed in her field go to have coffee, lunch, or dinner. And again, all these actions would supplement the customary actions people perform when they want such a life change, such as preparing a new resume, contacting employment agencies, reading help wanted ads, and so on. But she'd also be acting the part, on occasion, of someone employed in the manner she wished to be employed, as if she were already employed. Traveling internationally. Alright. So if you dream of traveling internationally one day, get a passport. Of course, this is pre-COVID, so maybe you want to wait a few years on this one. I'm not sure. That's entirely up to you, but remember, this was written both times before COVID had happened, so. But he makes a good point. Get a passport. You are sending such a strong signal to your subconscious that you're not going to go anywhere if you don't have a passport that lets you get out internationally. All right, you can sit there and say you want to travel all day long and sometimes twice on Sundays. But if you don't actually go out and get a passport and the things that you need that you would know that you would need to go travel internationally, all right, your passport is not just going to fly out of the clouds and land at your feet. You need a passport to travel internationally. So that's maybe not a small step for some people, but it is a very concerted and noteworthy step in terms of expectation. So passport, call travel agents, surf the internet, price trips, and read up on the places you want to go. And do these things as if you were scheduled to go for wherever it is your dream of going. Even if, especially if, these actions go against the grain of your existing beliefs. Creating romance. If you want a significant someone in your life, start looking for the kind of gifts you buy for him or her. Set aside time in your calendar for weekends away. Call for brochures of places you'd like to visit with that person. And become aware of things you could do as a couple, like theater schedules and concert dates. Don't just prepare, act as if you already have a romance. I've even gone so far as buying concert tickets, one for me and one for my date, without even knowing anyone I could invite to join me. Or you could make other small purchases, like a tie or a teddy bear, as if you already have someone to give it to. And as I stated before, if you're looking for someone, small actions you can take on your own is to start sleeping on one side of the bed, start cleaning out your closet, start parking your car on the side in the driveway and or in your garage. All right. Those are great examples of acting as if. They don't take a lot, but they send very powerful signals. Alright. We are going to do a new car and prosperity consciousness, and then we will stop for today. So, a new car. If you are dreaming of owning a particular car, go to the car dealership that sells it and test drive. Or call people in the classified ads and ask them about their cards. Sorry, cars. Find out the trade-in value of your present car. Finally, call an insurance company to get a quote on your new rates. All as if you have your new car. Again, along with the, visualization, obviously, of driving that car, owning that car, having that car. Prosperity consciousness. In addition to many of the examples above that equally apply here, if you dream of living the champagne and caviar lifestyle, buy the shoes. Price the villa in Saint-Tropez. Call them a country club. Form your own charitable foundation. Or open an online investment account. As if you were about to drop a load of money into it. window shop, order catalogs from stores you'll shop from, and ask your credit card company to raise your spending limits. Plan a celebration party, create the invitation list, and pick the location. And do all these things as if you already live in abundance. You, of course, can add so many here, but I do want to make... I do want to point out this that he pointed out right here. Price the villa in Saint-Tropez. One of the most effective affirmations to repeat that I have come across so far has been this, and I learned it from Wesley Virgin, or as he calls himself, Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. And that was to find a home. You can go on Zillow, find a home that you love in the place that you love. Go window shop for your home. Go on Zillow, go find that listing. Don't matter about the price. You're not worried about the price, okay? I don't care if it's $28 million. I don't care if it's $5 million. I don't care if it's $500,000. Go shop on Zillow. Go find the home of your choice and the place that you want to live. Find a house that the money makes you, you know, it's obvious you can't afford it right now. All right? And get used to, visualize yourself saying, I can afford that. With the ease and confidence that you do when you whip out a $5 bill and you pay for a hot dog or a soda or whatever. Oh yeah, I can do that. Oh yeah, I can afford that. Oh, $5 million? Yeah, I can afford that. Okay. It's not just the words. It's the calm confidence behind the words. Oh, yeah, I can do that. Of course I can do that. It's easy. That's easy money. Okay. If that number scares you, that's a fantastic way to get around that hiccup. And your life will start changing, because in order to raise your amount of money up to the level to be able to afford that, to not just be able to afford that, but easy chump change to afford that, then your life needs to change in concert. Yes? So there's a beautiful activity that you can do. You can go to Zillow, you can dream shop, take the listing, you can screenshot the listing, practice to yourself. Oh, yeah, I can afford that. Oh man, I love that kitchen. Oh man, I can't wait to look out of the ocean from that bedroom. Oh yeah, that house is mine. Okay? Try and pick one that with a price tag that makes you squeamish. The point is to elevate where you are. The point is to elevate you to where you want to be from where you are. So in order to get you from down here to up here, you need to have a star to shoot for, so to speak. Okay? If you're currently earning $50,000 a year, you're not gonna throw down $5 million on a property on the beachfront at $50,000 a year. In order to afford $5 million beachfront property, you've got to be what? $10 million a year? For that to be easy chunk change? That number probably scares you. But a good way to bypass the subconscious gatekeepers is that affirmation I just told you. You take a screenshot of that listing, or you have it saved on a separate thing so you can go and look through the pictures all you want. Visualize yourself walking those halls, talking to the real estate agent, okay? And practice. Oh yeah, I can afford that. Oh my God, that's cheap. That's another good one. Oh wow, that's cheap. Oh, that's cheap. Not cheap in the sense of cheaply made, but cheap in the sense of compared to the amount of money that you have, it's cheap against
You know, it's a drop in the bucket. It's a nickel compared to 100. Okay. Oh, 5 million? Oh, man, that's cheap. I can afford that. Yeah, that's easy. What does that say to your subconscious? Now it's easy to acquire millions of dollars. It's easy to acquire multi-million dollar homes. That your life is such that you can afford multi-million dollar homes. And watch out for the opportunities that show up in the meantime. Take them. Okay? So, we will come back to other handy miracles
tomorrow.
I don't want to get too much farther because we've been doing some rather long ones recently. Alright, so go ahead and do a little stretch and get a little wiggle. And we will do our 2-minute brain break. I need a sip of water. Oh, that's good. Alrighty. Go ahead and close your eyes. And let's take a nice, slow, deep breath in. And let it back out. And let's take another beautiful, deep breath in. And let it back out. And just let your awareness settle into the space. And I wonder if you can visualize in your mind's eye that all around you it's raining very gently. Little green pieces of paper. When you bend down and pick one up, you realize it's money. Money falling all around you, piling up and up and up. Go ahead and feel elated, overjoyed. Go ahead and pick up the money and hold it. Even as more falls down around you. And know that you have more than enough than you could possibly even spend. Sorry about that. Possibly even spend in a lifetime. Your eyes. And I am sorry about that. That was, it's one of those auto messages services from my kid's school district. And, because it's almost graduation time and my son is a senior this year, I get lots of phone calls at weird hours when I'm not expecting them. So, my apologies. Alright. I hope I've given you some examples of acting as if. or as Mike Dooley's given you some examples, I've also given you some other examples. Little ways you can act as if. I highly encourage you to use that go window shopping method. Okay? Take a screenshot and sit there and practice saying, yeah, that's cheap, I can afford that. Oh yeah, that's easy, I can afford that. With the confidence, goodness gracious. Just, people don't want me to leave me alone right now. My goodness. All right, with the confidence that comes with buying something you already know is cheap. Superimpose the feeling you have from that into the visualization of where you want to go. You do that enough and those two will eventually match up with reality. Okay? All right, I will see you guys tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being on the other end of the line. I genuinely appreciate it. Listen to the podcast, Sassafras. Have a fantastic rest of your night.